Once upon a time, there was a boy. And one day this boy was just kicking a ball around in the garden when all of a sudden the ball went into the bushes. And he went into the bushes to look for the ball, but he couldn't find it. So he was rooting around in there, trying to find the ball under bushes and under hedges and in between the tree trunks. When all of a sudden, what did he see? But something there in the ground that was glinting like it was made of gold. And so, for a moment, quite forgetting about the ball, he went down on his hands and knees and he started examining that thing that was just glinting there in the ground. He was taking his hands and he was scraping around it, and as he scraped away the earth, he revealed more of it. And as he did this, he could see that it was a corner of something, perhaps of some kind of box, but it was made of solid gold. Well, this was very strange. And so he started digging with his hands and digging and digging and digging around that box until he saw what it was. It was a golden chest that was half buried in the ground. It was a golden chest that was all buried in the ground, but now that he was digging around it, he dug away just enough that he could pull it right out of the earth. And when he did so, he found himself sitting and looking at a most beautiful golden chest. It was ornamented and decorated all the way around with beautiful patterns in the gold. And the boy's mouth was just wide open as he sat there on the earth and just stared at it. But then he had the next idea, which was, what if I can open it? What if when I open it, there's something even more wonderful inside? And so, very gingerly, very carefully, his fingers made their way to the little lock. And there he flicked at it, and to his surprise and great excitement, the catch just flicked open. And now the boy took the lid of the chest in both of his hands and he lifted it up. And although it was heavy, it wasn't stuck. And as he lifted the lid and threw it back, what did he see inside? There inside the chest, there was treasure. Treasure more precious than anything he had ever seen in his life. There were gold rings. There were jewels. There were diamonds. He just picked it up and let it run through his fingers. Well, then he heard his mum calling him, asking where he was. And his first instinct was to close the lid and push the box down under the earth. But he couldn't bear to do that. He had to take some of that treasure with him, and he just quickly snatched at a ring, a golden ring, and he pushed it onto his finger. And then he closed up the lid and he pushed the box under the ground and he covered it up with the earth. Well, he was so proud of himself. He was so chuffed that he'd found that treasure and that he had a little ring on his finger that he walked into the house and he made no attempt to hide it whatsoever. In fact, he brandished it in front of his mum's face. He said, "Hi, Mum." And he put his hand up to his face as if he was scratching his face, but the ring was right there, the golden ring, and it was shining and sparkling on his finger. And he was just expecting her to say, "What on earth's that? Where did you get that? That looks extraordinary. It looks priceless." But his mum said, "Hi, dinner's ready soon." The boy figured she must have been so busy that she didn't really look properly, so he went round to where she was washing the dishes and he stood on a chair right next to her and he started scratching his face again and saying, "Oh, look at that," with the hand that had the ring on it, expecting that at any moment she's going to go, "My goodness, what's that?" But she didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. He even took to waving his hand in front of her eyes and she just said, "Oh, stop that, I'm trying to wash up." That was so strange. The boy just stared at the ring now, and he could see it, clear as day on his hand, but his mum seemed not to be able to see it. He figured there must be something wrong with her eyes today, so he went off to find his dad. Dad was sitting reading a paper in the next room, and he said, "Hi, Dad." Dad put the paper down, stared at the boy, and the boy started scratching his face just as before, with the ring prominently on view, and his dad said, "Hi, son, how you doing?" The boy said, "I'm doing fine, Dad, doing fine," and then he was just sort of playing with his hand in front of his face, and his dad didn't see anything. The boy figured, oh my goodness, maybe the grown-ups can't see this thing. Maybe it's just the kids, and so he went off to find his baby sister. And she was playing in her room with some toys on the floor, and he went up to her, and he took one of the toys right in front of her face, and she said, "Oi, that's mine!" She pulled his hand back, but she didn't see the ring either, even though it was there right in front of her face. Well, this was really strange. The boy figured that no one could see the ring but him. No one. Well, all that day he couldn't help but admire it and marvel over the fact that no one else could see it. And when he went to bed that night, well, he took it off and he put it on the little chest right next to his bed. He went to sleep that night, just gazing at it, glinting in the moonlight. And he could hardly wait for the morning to come when he could put it back on again and go to school. But in the middle of the night, what do you think happened? A black bird came in the window, picked up the ring in its beak, and flew away with it. The boy, when he awoke the next morning, the first thing he did was he looked over at the chest and he saw that his ring was gone. He searched everywhere, but his ring was really gone. Well, all that day at school, all he could think about was his ring. All he could think about was the chest of treasure out in the garden. So as soon as he was home from school, the first thing he did was he ran out into the garden and he went straight to the flower bed in amongst the bushes and he dug up the golden chest. And when he flicked the latch and lifted the lid, once again he could hardly believe all the treasure that was in front of his eyes. Well, this time he decided he'd wear a necklace. An amazing golden necklace with diamonds and jewels studded all the way down it. It was so heavy, he could just about get it round his neck. When he went back to the house, he wondered if perhaps this one his parents would be able to see. But it was the same thing. "Hi, Mum." "Oh, hi, dear." Nothing. "Hi, Dad."
"Hi, son. How you doing?"
Nothing. Baby sister couldn't see it either. The boy figured there was some kind of magic going on, but he couldn't fathom what it was. He couldn't take his eyes off the necklace, however. He was constantly looking down at it or going to the mirror and admiring himself in the mirror. Wow. When he went to bed that night, though, it was a bit too heavy to wear while he was sleeping, so he took it off and he laid it next to his bed on the chest that stood there. But in the middle of the night, what do you know happened? Same thing as before. A black bird came in the window and took the necklace away with it. The boy, when he woke up in the morning, the necklace was gone. He searched everywhere. Nothing. All that day at school, he's thinking about the necklace, thinking about the treasure chest, wondering what to do about things. So when he comes home from school, he's whoom, straight out into the garden. He's rummaging around in the bushes and he finds the chest, digs it up. And this time he figures he's going to put on the biggest thing that he sees there. And what's that? It's a golden crown. It's a golden crown that's so heavy the boy can hardly lift it onto his head. It's got diamonds, it's got rubies, it's got sapphires, and it's made of gold and silver, so much so that the boy, he can't really walk properly when he's got it on his head. He's wobbling around, wobbling to the left and wobbling to the right, and he just about manages to make it back into the house, and he figures, well, surely my mum's going to notice something. And he says, "Hi, Mum." He can hardly stand up straight. His mum says, "Hi, dear, are you all right?" He figures she sees something. She's seen it.
Yeah, I'm fine, Mum.
Why are you staggering around like that?
The boy realises she can't see the crown, she can just see him staggering. Ugh, it's the same thing. His dad, when he sits down at supper, says, "You're right, son." And the boy's sitting there propped up on his elbows, trying to keep his head straight and eat his dinner at the same time. Well, that night, when he goes to bed, it's kind of a relief to take the crown off his head and lay it down on the chest by the side of his bed. But when the blackbird comes in the middle of the night, the crown is so heavy that the bird cannot snatch it. The crown is so heavy that, try as it might, the bird can't get anywhere with it. Well, when the boy wakes up the next morning, he's so delighted that the crown's still there. He puts it on his head and he goes to school, and although no one can see the crown, he feels so proud of himself. Every time he catches a glimpse of his reflection in a window or a mirror, why, he looks so regal and all. And over time, as the days and the weeks and the months and the years go by, why, the boy just gets used to wearing that crown and gets used to no one else being to see it, but more importantly, gets used to carrying the great weight of it. Until before long, no one really notices that he's walking in a funny way, because he's not anymore. He can walk quite normally. He's become so strong, his back and his neck and his head, that no one can see anything untoward. Even he doesn't notice it after a while. But the funny thing is that anyone that ever called him a name or other, anyone who ever said he was stupid or silly or a fool, it somehow never stuck. The boy never got the slightest bit upset, because he knew that he was a king. He knew that they could insult him as much as they liked, but he was a king. And that was how it was for the rest of his life. Everywhere he went, no matter what names people called him, he didn't mind in the slightest. Didn't take their names to heart, for in his heart, he knew that he was a king.